Appointment at a medical social centre. Announcing a child's handicap to his or her parents.
Hello, Mrs. Smith. We have an appointment in Mrs. Vincent's office. She is the director.
Hello, madam. Welcome.
Hello.
Please take a seat.
Thank you.
Madam, we've asked you to come today to speak about your son, Nathan. You spoke about your child's difficulties during our last appointment, and the team at the centre have, in fact, detected some difficulties that he has. We would like to discuss them with you. Mary, can you continue, please?
Yes, thank you. As a matter of fact, we have noticed that Nathan has been having difficulties fitting in with the other children, and he also has trouble concentrating during the different activities. Do you have the same impression as we do?
It's true that he keeps to himself, but I think that was his personality. And also, he has an older brother and an older sister who are pretty outgoing, so maybe he can't really find his place.
That's possible. But according to what the team have observed, and especially Mr. Richard, the child psychiatrist who examined him, we think it's not only a question of personality. It seems Nathan is showing symptoms of autism. Have you heard about autism?
Yes, I've seen some TV programs, and they should all go to school.
Mary, can you explain the different symptoms of this illness, please?
Yes, of course. Autistic children isolate themselves and don't play with other children and generally have very little contact with others. Plus, they often look away and tend to have difficulties making eye contact. There are also other factors. They can have violent or exaggerated reactions to a situation, or otherwise they can have gestures or actions which are very repetitive. They often can stand any challenges. There's a syndrome called picker syndrome, where autistic people tend to eat objects or things like mud and dirt. And for children, it's associated with a delay or absence of language development. We found Nathan to have some of these behaviours.
Yes, but Nathan is only 2.5. Not all children speak at this age.
You're right. However, Nathan has shown some of the symptoms that Mary has just explained to you. He's rather isolated and has quite major temper tantrums, which are disproportionate to the situation. He often avoids eye contact with the others and has trouble adapting to new situations. These elements, which were detected by the educational team, were confirmed by the child psychiatrist. Nathan shows signs of autism.
It's true that it is often difficult at home. His temper often flares up and he sometimes eats his head against the wall and screams. I'm afraid he'll hurt himself. What are we going to do? Will he be able to go to school?
You know, all children who show signs of autism develop differently.
For now, we're not in a position to answer your questions. Will he go to school? We don't know. However, what's important today is to help Nathan grow up and learn how to live with others. What's equally important is that we offer our support, and it's vital for us to work together for Nathan's well-being. Do you have any questions?
I don't know.
Okay. This is the end of our appointment, and as we had planned, Mr. Richard, the psychiatrist, will meet with you to discuss Nathan and his diagnosis. I'll take you to his office.